Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. That content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome back to another weekend edition of Community Focus, our public affairs show that gets the word out. We talk about good people who are doing some really wonderful things in our community. Thank you for listening on our intercom stations on Saturday and Sunday mornings. I'm Renee Vaughn. I'm joined by two of the newest members of our Community Focus family. I have the Partridges with me this morning. I want to say good morning to Tanilia. I hope I'm saying that correctly. And Andrew, good morning. How are you both?
We're doing okay.
You doing okay?
Yes.
Yeah. I really appreciate you taking the time out because this will be an opportunity. And really, I think, Tanilia and Andrew, a first, especially about our topic of discussion. We're going to talk a little bit about your wonderful son, Avion. And to get the conversation started and to get our listeners, our radio family, engaged in why you both are here is you want to describe the events that led up to your son's accidental drowning. We're at that time where kids are out of school now and many will be looking for activities to do for the summer. And usually this is the time of year a lot of community pools and other places like water parks and the like are opened for the summer. Tell me a little bit about your son. He sounds like he was an amazing young man. Tell me a little bit about him. What has really, as parents, impacted your family and really the main reason why you're here on Community Focus? I know those are a lot of questions, so we'll just take them one at a time.
Avion is just simply amazing. He's very, very smart, talented, athletic. He was 6'4".
Wow.
And he wore a size 15 shoe.
Really?
He was only 12 years old.
At the time?
Yes, ma'am. This happened Memorial Day.
Okay.
So not quite 2 weeks ago. And it's still very unbelievable.
Yeah.
That this has happened to such a sweet boy.
Yeah. And I love what you said thus far about him. I can't believe someone who was 12 was that tall and wore that size shoe.
Right.
Now, Dad, Andrew, you're here. Now, were you that tall at that age?
I'm that tall now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So to have a son that kindly actually literally met you shoulder to shoulder.
Eye to eye.
Yeah, eye to eye, literally. And I know that you're still a proud dad.
Yes.
You still have wonderful memories of Avion.
Yes.
That both of you will take with you. What was it like when you first, Tanilia, discovered that you were pregnant and you were going to have, first of all, that's such a handsome name. How did you come up with naming your son Avion? What's the backstory on that?
The initials of my husband's ALP, and so we have a junior, and then Andrew, we have the third.
Okay.
And so ALP, we just came up with Avion. I was like, that's a beautiful name.
And it is.
Well, that means water.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow.
And I'm actually Aquarius. I carry the water sign, so.
What day in January?
22nd.
The 22nd.
Yes.
I am the 20th. Oh. My brother. I love that. I knew there was something I liked about you, Andrew. But that is a beautiful name. And in fact, you spell it A-V-I-Y-O-N. That's absolutely. So how many children do you have altogether?
We had three boys.
Three boys.
And a daughter.
So we have one daughter and three boys.
And three boys. So four children altogether. Now for your other children, how hard was it when they got the news?
Struggling.
Yeah.
And still struggling.
And still hard. You know, understandable.
Actually slept in the room.
Yeah.
And beds was like side by side.
Oh, wow.
And he actually woke up like the day after it happened. Mm-hmm. And thought that his brother had actually left him. He said he left before him, and then when it hit him, he paused.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
He realized, you know,
that he wasn't there.
Oh,
he wasn't
wow.
there. Or
yeah. Now, what are the ages of your other children?
22, 14,
okay.
and 12.
Wow. So you have a 22. Now, is that the daughter?
No, the daughter's 23.
My daughter's 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She graduated from Fayetteville State.
Oh, wonderful. So we have a Bronco
yes.
in the family. Absolutely. That's beautiful. I love the area. I used to live there and did radio back in the late 90s through early 2000. So a little bit familiar with the area. So again, how did this impact the entire family? And if you don't mind, either Tenelia or Andrew, what exactly happened with Avion?
Okay.
Take your time.
Memorial Day, it started off where, you know, my wife wanted to lay in the bed and watch movies because, you know, Memorial is a marathon day and they mm-hmm. show like everything over there. She loves Law and Order, you know.
Okay. Yes.
The Lifetime channel.
Right, right. I used to watch that myself.
2 days prior to this, we had went out to have picnics. I actually owned my own assistant living home called the Partridge House. And, you know, my three patients, I took them out to cook, mm-hmm. put them on the grill, and, you know, take the kids to outside, you know, having fun outside cooking out. So
right.
we only got to fish 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
this day. Because it was so windy and
right.
weather, you know, and the park was going to close. And so we left. I told him I promised him I would bring him back Memorial Day
mm-hmm.
to fish longer.
Okay.
You know, my wife wanted to lay in the bed and watch movies that day. He came in and kind of looked at me and was like, Dad, you remember you said you was going
to
take
right.
me
fishing? And he expected you to keep your word.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I kept on until she finally got him put on her clothes and we all went out to Hyco Lake.
Right.
And we were fishing off the pier and the water was rough because the boats and jet skis were coming by and it was making the water really rough. So
right.
we weren't catching anything.
Oh, okay.
And he wanted to go swimming. I had an older cousin there.
Mm-hmm.
He's
mm-hmm.
38 years old, Sean. And he was going to go swimming and Avion wanted to go with him. You know, we told him no the first three times, but you know how kids are.
They're they're persistent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We even came up with the excuse, you don't have any swimming clothes. And he said, yes, I do. I got my shorts on up under here.
Wow.
And yeah. we finally gave in, and, you know, he went over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with this lake, with the swimming area he was in, it has a restriction line.
Okay, yeah.
Us, the general public, we think as long as we stay inside of this restriction line, that we safe.
Right.
But the restriction line is really to keep the boats out.
Oh, okay.
But they don't tell you that.
Right.
If you ask anybody right now, they walk up to a lake and see a restriction line, they actually think that as long as you're inside of this restriction line, you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
So and he was, he was walking up to the water where the water was only hitting him like shorts or waist deep. And,
okay,
and he was in 5 feet of water, and he stepped in a 20-foot drop that's in the lake. You know, the lake is uneven, and, you know, if you're not doing your proper maintenance and measurements on the lake, you don't know the depth of the water, and they're
right.
not doing that. So
yeah.
it was a boat to come by, and you know how a wave might come in,
mm-hmm.
and it might pull you back. This is a man-made beach, not a real beach.
Right.
But the wave came in and kind of somehow pulled them, like, you know, mm-hmm. he was only 10 feet within the restriction line.
Okay.
And once he realized he didn't have anything up under him, I only caught like the last parts of it, you know, the beginning and like so, because I seen my cousin swimming away from him.
Okay.
Yes. Once he realized he didn't have anything up on his feet, he just like panicked.
Oh, wow.
And I seen his first barb, and I seen his second barb. I seen his third barb. He never resurfaced after that. My cousin did try to save him, mm-hmm. you know.
So he jumped in and tried
to. Avion was a 200-pound frame.
Wow.
So he's fighting, and right. you know, my cousin, he can swim, but mm-hmm. you know, he can't mm-hmm. hold nobody and swim, so he had no other choice.
He went under too.
He went under twice too. So.
So really, Andrew and Tenelia, unless you're actually in that water, you don't know exactly how deep.
Right.
Especially when you talk about the waves being as strong as they were,
right.
and the current that can just literally, your body becomes like a rock. Mm-hmm. It just starts to drop. Mm-hmm. How long did it initially take? Did you have to call the authorities, law enforcement? Who exactly was on the scene at the time?
When he came, I was at the top of the hill because he was packing mm-hmm. up, getting ready to leave, actually, okay. when this happened.
Right.
And he came up running, and he said, call 911, Avion is under the water. And by the time I got on the phone with 911 and I went around to where they were and I was screaming and like 40-something people started running over to where he was.
It was, yeah.
People were diving in, trying to find him, looking for him. The lake authorities, you know, the EMS did come. And we had a lot of people out there trying to find him.
It
took him an hour and 20 minutes okay. to find him. And he wasn't that far off the bank. Like I said,
right.
you're doing the maintenance and you're doing your measurements on your lakes every day,
mm-hmm.
and you would know this. But that 20-foot drop is within the swimming area.
Right.
It's only like 9 to 10, 13 feet out in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the water was to his waist, and next thing you know,
right.
with that
yeah.
drop in that hole.
Hole, yeah.
And
like you said, being the weight that he was, if I can ask this, how could Hyco Lake, what rather could they have done to prevent others from drowning?
First of all,
doing maintenance on that area and having a sign that says
mm-hmm.
there are drops in this water.
Right.
And offering, having a like a booth or a concession stand that says, come here to get your life jackets. You know, if you've never been there before,
right.
you don't know where anything is.
Exactly.
You know, you don't mm-hmm. know. A lot of people mm-hmm. coming from out of town that's never been there.
Right.
And also, you know, having a lifeguard. You know, one person, you know, we're screaming help and 60 people coming mm-hmm. and they're risking their lives going in there looking for them. But maybe if you had somebody out there that was trained that can
certified.
Carry somebody right. that's been trained how to lift somebody up out of the water and, you know, save them.
I appreciate you for mentioning that because I've often wondered that. I haven't been to a lake in
Neither
years,
have
but
I ever been to a lake.
But I remember as a child going to, you know, the area community pool, and that was the one thing that was stressed, that there had to be a lifeguard on site. I'm really surprised that they don't do that with area lakes, and I'm really hoping that because of what happened with Avion, maybe that's a conversation that can get started between families like yourselves, members of the city, to do something to make it safer.
Yeah, you can have
parents.
Four, like I said, the swimming areas are really not that big. So if you
right.
got four lifeguards on doing park area, I mean, you got a Lake Authority boat floating through there. Why not have a lifeguard boat to just sit here and hover over these swimming areas?
That's a really good point. Andrew, let me ask you this, and this is for you, Tenelia, as well. What advice would you give others to prevent this from occurring again?
I would suggest don't get in any lakes.
Yeah.
You know, because they're so dangerous. You know, you can't see the bottom. And, you know, we're from a small town that does not have a public pool.
Okay.
So we won't have anywhere to learn to swim anyways.
Okay.
You know, unless you... You know, rent a room at the innkeeper,
mm-hmm.
you can swim
mm-hmm.
there. You know, we have taken our kids to Pullen Park, you know, but you have to go consistently to be able to learn how to swim.
Right.
And so Person County does not have a public pool. So, you know, it's unfortunate that a lot of kids don't have that fundamental life skill.
Exactly.
If you can just float,
right.
you know, till somebody
right.
can come.
Right.
Or throw out a one of those little rafts to save somebody.
They lifeguards are right there. They get you out of the water within 3 to 5 minutes. You still got a chance of survival.
Right.
But I would suggest leave that lake alone.
So now, I mean, because it's too dangerous. This particular lake was dug out to be part of a plant. And once they find out they weren't going to use it for the plant, they just dump water and there's trees and everything up under there. And the under the lake is constantly changing with the weather. And then they tell you to swim at your own risk. I mean, well, how can you tell me to swim in the lake at my own risk and the lake is not safe?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And for anybody to prevent anybody else from doing this, just if there's no lifeguards on duty,
Don't go in. Yeah.
Because you don't have nobody come in to get you but members of the public. And they're not certified. They could lose their life also.
Exactly.
And life jackets and safety tips are not to be taken for granted.
This month.
And you know, my other son said, Daddy, you on me like a parole? I said, I'm going to be on you like a parole officer everywhere, every move you make, because safety is the key. Yeah. It could be like the matter, between life and death.
Right. Absolutely. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. It's heard on our intercom stations. Thank you, Radio Family, for your company. And I really appreciate the company of Tenelia and Andrew Partridge joining me this morning. Difficult circumstances, but thank you for coming here to have this conversation. It's really important because we have a lot of parents who likely have children that are around the same age or at the same age as Avion. And again, as we mentioned earlier, it's just that time of year where many want to engage in more activities, different occasions in which you want to go swimming and you want to go to whether it's a lake or a pool. But thank you both for emphasizing the importance of safety.
Can I say one more?
Absolutely.
A necessary tool that I think that every kid needs, learn how to swim.
Yeah.
And I regret, I feel so bad about my son not ever, like she said, there's no pools in town.
Right.
In the town we have to drive 45 minutes out to a lake and then look at the circumstances. Dances. We got to teach them on it. So if you teach your it's important that they know how this training skill.
Absolutely. Now, do your other children, do they know how to swim or?
My oldest son knows how.
Okay.
My daughter can't swim. My younger, they just get water like they just can't. So they need professional trainers.
Right. And sometimes, with a lot of us, we just dip the toe with a leg in the pool and we're good.
We're fine with it.
We're good. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. How are you and your family recovering? Because this is still fresh. Right. One thing that I notice, Tenelia, I love this, is that you have a pen that has a picture of your beautiful son. And it's one of the wonderful reminders of what you have in Avion and what will always remain there. But what has helped you to really go on, so to speak?
Well, I have a new focus in life. Mm-hmm. I've started Avion's Athletic Foundation.
Beautiful.
And I don't want his passing to be in vain. Yeah. Like I said, he was so athletic. He was good at baseball. I mean, he could hit home runs. He's good at basketball. He's good at football. And being around other kids. Mm-hmm. I've got so many letters from his friends about how he took up for them and how he just loved on them. And, all the beautiful teachers. The principal called him Mr. Mm-hmm. Personality.
Oh, and I see why. I see where he gets it from both of you.
So now when I see other kids now, their faces, I see Avion's face when I see every kid. I don't ever want any parents to have to live this nightmare. So I'm treating every kid that I see as my own.
As your own.
Here on out.
Andrew, that's beautiful. I really love that. Now, how will the programs help others in the community?
Well, we're hoping to build Avion's Sportsplex, where we can have a gym so kids can play basketball and swim and do mentoring programs, teaching our young guys etiquette, pulling your pants up,
very nice,
and that kind of thing.
Anti-bullying.
Our community needs that. And I think, with this program, then Avion's legacy will live on.
Oh, absolutely. And with wonderful parents like the two of you, we know without a question that Avion will never be forgotten. Now, where is home?
Roxborough.
Okay. You know, I had a fellow coworker that was from the area, and she had an opportunity to visit quite frequently. I'm sure she still does, even though she lives in Greensboro. But I've heard it's a beautiful area. I need to come visit you guys.
Please come visit.
They don't even, that's only probably one of the only towns that you will ever hear of. They don't even have a YMCA or nothing for the kids.
Yeah.
So we're going to open it. We're trying to raise the money to open this sports. We're trying to change everything around here. Because it's important.
Yeah, it is. It is. And having conversations like this, Andrew and Tanelia, I think is a wonderful start.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really hoping that for parents or just even young ones in general that are listening, they're really taking away something from this.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully will share Avion's story
mm-hmm.
with others, because he sounds like he was such an incredible young man. Can only imagine with the skill.
Basketball, I'm going to talk about Kevin Durant. Kevin
really?
Kevin Durant, and when I took him to his last checkup, and they said he was 6'4", 115 shoe.
I know.
I was like, I mean, his dream was coming true.
Yeah.
You know, with that basketball, he slept mm-hmm. with it, he dribbled mm-hmm. it, he would pull the basketball, go out of the backyard, around the house, so I could see everything he done. He wanted me to acknowledge him doing it. My cousin said that's the only reason that he was in that part of the water that day,
mm-hmm.
because he wanted you to see him in the water.
Yeah.
You know, he loved my attention. I love his, too. It was 300 people at a basketball game.
Right.
He gonna look in that crowd and find out where I'm at.
So once every time he saw that, he was good.
He gonna look at me all the way down the court and have that smile on his face. Like,
I love that.
Man, I just missed that so bad, and it just hurts me. But God just, you know, I'm glad we got him baptized and became a member of Lattice Grove
mm-hmm.
Church. We all did. And, you know, they've been showing support. The school been showing support in their prayers.
And that's so important.
And it's keeping me strong. And, you know, I need that.
Absolutely. Well, Andrew and Tanelia know that you're in my prayers as well. I think about Avion. And just, I'm just really ecstatic to have had the opportunity to, even though I didn't meet him personally, I still had this wonderful opportunity by means of this public affairs show to get to know your son. And he sounds just a humble young man,
mm-hmm.
very incredibly talented, but even more so, he was loving like the both of you. And so with this conversation that we're having today, it's something I'm going to remember for a while. And I just thank both of you. I know this has been a very difficult situation, but the encouragement that you have brought to this program to keep the rest of us encouraged. I'm just so, thank you.
Thank you.
That those are the two words that I just want to extend. And even though it's just two words, please know that on behalf of our radio family, we are just that, we're family. So anything you should need for us, just let us know. And thank you for taking the time out and really just introducing us to Avion. Wonderful, wonderful young man. Thank you both. Are there any closing thoughts or comments you want to express?
Just love everybody.
Love to everyone in your family. You love them every day, because you just never know when.
Yeah.
Petty arguments, it's not worth it. Forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You know, just love.
Yeah.
You know, you see people and you feel bad about what they're going through, but you never know how bad it feels until it really hits home and happens to you. It's a feeling like no other. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I would never want any other parent to live this nightmare. Safety. It's
so important. Well, Andrew and Tanelia, we extend love from our Intercom family. And again, thank you so much for coming on to the program. They're going to be tears of joy again one day. That's the thing about it. And just thank you both again and for really bringing this conversation here to the weekend edition of Community Focus. I would like to stay in touch with you guys, so let's make plans to do that.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Andrew and Tanelia Partridge have joined me, Renee Vaughn, here on this weekend edition of Community Focus, an opportunity to remember and never forget a beautiful young man by the name of Avion. As we bring to a close another weekend edition of Community Focus, and until that next time, Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.